Mitt Romney is downplaying that $10,000 bet he offered Rick Perry in Saturday night's GOP presidential candidates debate. It came after something Perry said that Romney said about the health care mandate, but instead it became a symbol of Romney's wealth. This morning on Fox News, he was asked whether he'd sent the wrong message.
Oh, this was an outrageous number to answer an outrageous charge from him, and it's been proven wrong time and time again. He keeps raising it, and I said, okay, let's put something outrageous out there. It's like saying, hey, I'll bet you $1 million, X, Y, or Z.
Meanwhile, today, Newt Gingrich is trying to play down his comment that Palestinians are an invented people, emphasizing that he favors a two-state solution in the Middle East. And on 60 Minutes last night, President Obama described the country as a boat in stormy waters. He's the captain, but he can't change the weather, seeming to blame the Republicans for creating the economic storm. Newt Gingrich is now 20 points ahead of Mitt Romney in South Carolina, but he still narrowly loses to the president in polls in that very red state. Why can't anyone bake this cake? There was lots of talk this weekend about baking. Since many people were actually baking, let's catch up with Chris Saliza, managing editor of the Washington Post's online political coverage. Chris, it was former Republican National Committee Chair Michael Steele who kicked off that bake the cake thing, saying of Romney's fall in the polls to Gingrich, I don't care how you cut it, the brother just can't bake the cake.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think the sentiment he is expressing is that Romney just can't seem to close the deal. This is actually not terribly new. You know, Mitt Romney has been between 20 and 25% in national primary polls for the better part of the last year. That's been viewed in some ways as his strength in that we've seen people like Herman Cain, people like Rick Perry, people like Michelle Bachmann kind of go up and then go back down in polling, and Mitt Romney has stayed steady. But that steadiness also suggests that he's not recruiting new people to his cause, that these people jump on and off other candidates' bandwagons, but they're not jumping on Mitt Romney's bandwagon. And that's a problem, particularly because we're so close now to the Iowa caucuses on January 3rd.
Which is why the $10,000 bet just jumped out. I mean, other candidates might have said it, and it wouldn't have the same reaction. Rick Perry's campaign put out a minute-long video featuring the clip from the debate. John Huntsman bought the web address, www.10kbet.com. But, you know, is that fair? Jake Tapper on ABC said, hey, you know, just recently I did the same thing in an interview. I said, I'll bet you $10,000. You know, is it fair, or maybe are we beyond fair?
I would say we're probably beyond fair. This is politics, so fair may not play a role. Look, I mean, I think that you hit the nail on the head, which is it plays into kind of an existing narrative about Mitt Romney, which is he's kind of a wealthy guy who seems a little odd, seems a little bit out of touch. And that ultimately is a problem because at the presidential level, the vote that is being made is less on issues than it is on kind of feel, personality. Do I like this person? Does this person understand me? That's why this is a bigger deal, I think, for Mitt Romney.
Well, it also can lead to other things. Yesterday at a town hall meeting in New Hampshire, Mitt Romney, you know, took pains to describe how when he was a Mormon missionary in France, he lived in apartments without a toilet. But what people were hearing was France and Mormon missionary. So it reminded people of that again. But meanwhile, also sort of percolating yesterday was this talk of perhaps, because here we are just a few weeks from caucus and primary season, this idea of third party candidate. Ron Paul said he wouldn't say he wouldn't do it. So what's the sense, you know, as we head towards the caucus?
Well, I mean, I think the talk of a third-party candidate continues to persist, and we've had Ron Paul and John Huntsman, the former Utah governor, both floated as possibilities. I always caution, though, there's a difference between telling a pollster you would vote for a third-party candidate and actually voting for a person who is running as a third-party candidate. So I'm a little bit skeptical that a real third party will emerge, though I would say I think it is as ripe in terms of dissatisfaction with the electorate. It is as ripe a time as any since 1992 when Ross Perot ran, and it might even be more ripe with the level of disinterest, dissatisfaction, and unhappiness that people have with the two-party system and government in general.
Chris Saliza, managing editor for PostPolitics.com and editor of The Fix, the Washington Post blog. Chris, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.